Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey everyone, we are on to episode 17, and we are talking about the harness, the power of your momentum. There are no limits to what you can achieve if you stay focused on what you're trying to achieve. You need to believe that the impossible is possible for you. Your results may be better than you expect. And keep in mind, success has no guarantees. Each action you take starts with creating a momentum. And if you stop taking action, you stop the momentum. Marcus Buckingham said, "Always work hard. Intensity clarifies. It creates not only momentum, but also the pressure you need to feel either friction or fulfillment." And during my coaching program, we learned about something called creative tension. And until we have this kind of tension or this little piece of friction, I guess you'd say, of making a decision or trying to challenge ourselves, this creative tension, which stretches us, helps us move forward to take action. It challenges us, helps us step out of that comfort zone. So, momentum, really, when you think about it, why do we need it? And what does it really do? Well, I'll tell you, momentum helps us push through and overcome the obstacles. You've heard of the runners that when you're running, or even swimming for that matter, when you hit a certain point, then you want to push yourself and say, what else can I do? What else can I do? Whatever you thought was possible, or you hit a certain kilometer, once you push that certain number for you and you can get past that obstacle that you might have set in your mind, you will be asking yourself, what else is possible for me? I've done this. What else can I do? Momentum also helps you increase your motivation. It helps boost that confidence in your abilities to help you try more new things, get yourself in new situations to grow and learn. You are responsible for creating that momentum through consistent action. A rapid succession of successes and lessons drives momentum. Energy increases, and it will be also natural for others to want to follow you. You will become magnetic based on the energy, and you will inspire others around you. Momentum is ignited when you have a clear vision, you know what you want to achieve. You are able to articulate and share your vision, and you can enroll others in your vision. So when you have that clarity, you can have a crystal clear vision. And for those of you who don't know, but I have co-authored a book called GPS Your Best Life, Charting Your Destination and Getting There in Style with Charmaine Hammond. She's my co-author. It's a best-selling book, award-winning. There are clarity exercises in there as well. But all you need to do is sit down and write down what it is that you really want. People get so busy in their everyday lives that they really don't sit back and think about, what is it that I truly want? Some people are caught up in living other people's dreams, and their momentum is to please others. But that fulfillment and that life satisfaction is not there. I want you to believe in your ability to make things happen. Your confidence, your energy, your enthusiasm will excite those others around you. You're probably thinking to yourself, but how do I create momentum? Especially when times are tough or you're feeling challenged more than you think you can handle. I want to share with you some of the ways that have worked for me and some of the clients I've worked with. First of all, challenge yourself regularly. Be committed to continuously learning, staying curious about the world. Have a learner mindset. Try new things regularly. Make a rule to quit complaining, blaming, and stop making excuses. You either get results or you get excuses. So which one do you want? Reduce the distractions. If things are in the way and you're finding things challenging, especially with time management or productivity or working with a client, what are the distractors? What is pulling you away from giving your best in whatever circumstance you are in? Is it your email? Is it that there's clutter? Whatever that is, figure it out and eliminate it or reduce it. Whatever you need to do is reduce those distractions. Be grateful for what you have, because then soon you will realize the more you will be able to be grateful for. Looking around you, everything that you have brought to this moment. Celebrate your successes. Little things lead to big things, and it will drive you to take more action. So acknowledge the smallest success, because it is those small things that build and create that compound effect to get to those pinnacle moments in your life, those milestones which you celebrate so dearly. And really, breathe in that moment, because too many people are rushed off to the next thing and don't realize how far that they've actually come. Deliver value and look for ways to exceed expectations. You will generate excitement in others, and they will be grateful, and they want to share their experience with you with others. And don't forget, there's also the Brian Tracy way. Eat that frog. Do your least favorite or biggest, hairiest task that you're trying to avoid. Do that first thing in the day. Because once you accomplish that, the rest is gravy. You will be soaring. You'll be on a high because you'll be like, man, I did it. I kicked that one off the list. I am just cruising. And everything else will just have that momentum and move so much smoother. And if you do face a challenge, you will be able to push and move through it quicker just because you have the momentum to guide you. Set milestones for yourself. By having those milestones or goals, you create that anticipation. You get excited about what's coming up. What can you achieve by this time? Maybe you'll achieve it earlier. So really thinking about what it is that you can set as your milestone. And measure those outcomes, because what you measure gets managed. If you're not measuring, you wouldn't know what your successes are. And I'm going to share one with you. In the past 10 days, we have increased our listenership here on the Millionaire Woman Show by 41%. Now, if I didn't take a listen and look up the stats and see how all the feedback's going, I would never know. I would just continue doing it without seeing if there was a response. But if you're not looking at your return on the investment of your time and your resources, is it really worth it? Are you getting your biggest bang for your buck? Are you putting your talents to the greatest use? Measure those outcomes. See where you are. The other thing is, you can always fake it till you make it. Take the actions that you need to get to before you get there. If you want to be a great leader, start acting like a great leader. Don't wait until you're in the position to hopefully be that. Because by the time you get there, you're going to have to change your course of action to get to the next level. What gets you there, what got you to that point, is not going to get you to the next level. You need to continuously challenge yourself. Who is a leader that you admire? Think about how you can emulate some of the actions that they have taken to get the success that they have achieved. Do your homework. Make a plan. You don't have a plan, nothing's going to happen. You're just going to be chasing butterflies. So make a plan and work that plan. Do your research, you know, anticipate obstacles or risks. And you can move through with the power of your momentum. Don't forget to dream. Sometimes I think when people are so realistic to the bone, it drags people down because dreams can propel you further than looking at your current circumstance, the reality. But remember, what you perceive is your reality. So what do you want to happen for you? You need to start taking those steps to what you want to be. Follow up with people you've met at events or make inquiries. You will be surprised when you connect with others. Their energy rises and people take interest in what you're doing. Think about it. What happens if you stop running on a treadmill or a bike? Yeah, I see. You visualize it right now. You stop and you just tip over or you fall off, maybe even flat on your face. So you need to keep moving. Don't let worry and doubt paralyze you from taking action. Worry and doubt are not your friends. They drain your energy. So challenge yourself. Test your theories. Ask questions. Gain knowledge. But don't stop unless you think you're in danger. Really. Nothing is going to happen if you do your homework and do that due diligence. No one's going to go to jail or get hurt or get killed in the process. Chances are whatever happens, you can course correct. So really making your decisions based on the questions and challenging those assumptions and getting more information. And remember, we all started somewhere. There have been many successful people who did not start with any of the resources, the network, money, knowledge, didn't even know English or a language in the place that they settled in. They built it, and so can you. Always do your best. What you plant now, you will harvest later. Og Mandino. Success is not about how many resources you have. It is about being resourceful and leveraging those resources in the most effective way. Focus on taking action, and over time, this will compound effect will occur. And if you are focused on only short-term activities to just get to the next immediate result, so it's action, result, action, result, action, result, you will lose momentum quickly, especially if you do not set a new target for yourself. And sometimes we can see this with, for professional athletes. You know, they've been working and striving so hard, and then they retire, and then they don't know what they do with themselves because they were defined by this athletic status, the celebrity status. And all of a sudden that identity is gone because they're no longer there. So they need to learn how to set new goals, new challenges for themselves, and step yet into the next chapter of their lives. Success comes from taking initiative and following up, being persistent, eloquently expressing the depth of your love. What simple action you take today to produce a new momentum towards success in your life, Tony Robbins. Your efforts make a difference in how you feel about your progress and what you're going to achieve. Let your efforts multiply. You need to continually set those new challenges, acknowledge how far you've come, reflect on what you can do better, and work to improve. And start harnessing the power of the momentum that you've already created. Think about how you are going to create your own momentum in your life. What action steps from the ones I've talked about are you going to take on? Are you going to just sit with a journal and get clear on what it is that you want? Are you going to start sharing your vision with other people and seeing how that they may be able to help you? Are you going to try something new or learn a new language? Are you going to just start telling people how grateful you are for the things that you have in your life? Whatever that is for you, know that the power of momentum will propel you through obstacles that you might face faster than if you stood still and just thought about them. It's all about taking inspired action. So what action steps will you take today? Thank you so much for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show. Go over to www.themillionairewoman.com/podcast or go to www.debrakazowski.com, and that's DebrakaZowski.com. And you can check out our blog. We have one about exceeding expectations. And don't forget to listen to episode 16 just before this. It was about how challenges make you stronger. So go on over to iTunes, subscribe to us, give us a 5-star rating, write us a review. And we want to take you to the next level. This podcast was also sponsored by my new book that's coming out in November called Let's Be Curious. You can check it out more at www.letsbecurious.ca. How to ask the right questions, get better answers, so you can make the best decision. So as we end all of our podcasts with, remember to go out and be the change in the world, as per Gandhi. Go out and have a great day, everyone. And we look forward to seeing you on our next episode of The Millionaire Woman Show, helping you live rich from the inside out.